From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba's Communist Party votes to keep the one-party state into the 21st century. Trinidad says it's reduced its rate of kidnapping. And after 30 years, the memory of Che Guevara lives on. I'm Moya Thomas, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Cuba's Communist Party Congress today approved a resolution for the country to keep a one-party state beyond the year 2000. Tom Gibb reports from Havana.
The architect of Cuba's economic reforms, Vice President Carlos Laje, told the Congress that this year's economic growth was running at only 2.1%, compared with almost 8% last year. He blamed a poor sugar harvest, which he said was badly affected by lack of international credit. Lenders were put off by the Helms-Burton law, which tightened the U.S. economic embargo against the island. But he also blamed inefficiency in state agriculture, pointing out the lack of internal controls and accounting. He mentioned petty corruption of state officials who are fond of presents and invitations. Those who are not efficient, he concluded, are not socialist. The Congress is not, however, expected to make major changes in economic policy. Market reforms so far have been extremely limited in Cuba. Rather, the emphasis will be on improving existing state industries.